तस्य ज्ञानञ्जन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदाले कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय My milliers of Dandat Pranam in the Lotus Seat, my Diksha Guru, Om Vishnu Parshishmat Bhakti Pragyan Keshava Swami Maharaj. And same millions of Dandat in the Lotus Seat of my Siksha Guru, Shishila Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj. By His mercy I am coming to preach His mission. He has written explanation of purport of Srimad Bhagavatam and he has translated it. So many books, but Srimad Bhagavatam is very prominent. And he, in this Bhagavatam, Prahlad Charitra, the
life
of Prahlad Charitra, a great devotee, is there. If he can follow his footprints, we can be happy. Otherwise, very big position, wealth, reputation, oh, they cannot give us happiness. Never and never. Our mission is that this body is a bag of urine, blood and all these things. We should always remember we were once a baby. Now we are younger. Some are old. And after some time we'll have to die. You cannot take anything that you have earned in this world. Never. Even a hair you cannot take from. Though you are whole day and night trying to make money like donkeys, but you cannot take anything. You'll have to keep everything, your this body also. So, luckily, God has given this
human form
only to realize Him and to realize yourself. Who am I in this body? I'm not this body. So if you want to be happy, always remember your death. Death very soon coming, though you don't know, don't want, but it will come. So Prahlad Charitra we should try to follow. There was a very great demon. Very powerful. He has a boon from Brahma, creator of this world. He will not die in day, in night, in any month, in any year, by anyone created by Brahma. Not in a sky,
not on the earth, not by any weapon,
not in the day, not in the night.
So, he had all kinds of boon, and he has become very powerful. But he was very angry to his son. Though son was very pitiful, having all qualities a man should possess. When he was at 5 years, then there were some discussions about God between his father and his son. Why father, this powerful father, was angry to his beautiful and qualified son, and what he did to correct him, and he corrected him or not? Sundar Gopal Prabhu, should he speak in brief something? Try to hear careful. That is why your Gurudev Prabhupada came everywhere in world and he preached. And he also sent me to preach the same mission. Time to time we forget all these things and involved in making money, position and all these things, sense gratification.
Omajnanachimirandhasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshurunilitam jena tasmai shri gurave namaha vanchakalpatarubhyascha kripasindubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. First of all, I offer my millions of obeisances at the lotus feet of my spiritual teacher, Om Vishnu Pad Shishimad Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj. I also offer my respectful obeisances to my seniors and to all the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis present here. Sri Prahlad was a great devotee of Krishna. Born into a family of asuras or demons, when Hiranyakashipu, his father, asked him, one day he took him aside and asked him, what is the best thing that you've learnt in school? Please tell me. And Sri Prahlad said, Na tatsadu manye suravarya dehinam sada samudvigna diyam asad grahat hitvatma patam grihamanda kupam vanangatu yadharima shayita. Any person who finds himself entrapped in worldly life, considering worldly position, such as family, such as this body, to be all in all, to be the meaning or essence of life, is in a very precarious situation. Because these things are temporary. They only last for a very short amount of time. Such a person should at once give up this position and enter the forest and should dedicate his life to attaining the Supreme Lord. When Hiranyakashipu heard this, he became extremely...
What is Andhako? Hitva Grihandhako.
Such a person should give up worldly attachments and household life, which is like a dry and disused well. Such a well has no water in it. There is nothing there that can quench one's thirst. It only brings suffering. In his commentary, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has explained the meaning of Andhakupam. Once there was a king, and he was in the forest hunting, riding on a horse, when suddenly a lion roared ferociously. The horse bolted, and the king fell off onto the ground. And now the lion was not very far away. The tiger was not very far away. So he ran for his life, but he fell into just such a well. He was covered over with grass, and you couldn't see it, but he tripped into it and fell. But somehow, by providence, as he fell, he caught on to two branches of a tree that saved his life. And he was hanging there. Up above, the tiger was still there. And down below, he looked down, and he saw many poisonous snakes and other insects ready, waiting for him to fall so they could bite him. And he thought, I'll just wait here. Maybe the tiger will go away. But he noticed that two animals, two rats, a black rat and a white rat, began eating away at the two branches that were holding him. And now he knew he was sure to die. But something touched his lips, something very what he thought was very sweet. And he looked up. As he had fallen, he had shaken a hive of bees that was on the tree. And one or two drops of honey were falling down just by his face so he could reach it with his tongue. And tasting this honey, he thought, this is what life is all about. He completely forgot his dangerous situation and just became absorbed, almost in a state akin to madness. He was busy tasting this honey whilst the end of his life was approaching at every moment. So our condition is like this. We're like this prince traveling in this world. We've traveled in this material existence for many, many births, though we can't remember. And this tiger is death personified, which follows us and roars ferociously. And we try to escape it. We try to pretend that death will not come. When Yudhishthir Maharaj was in the forest, he was asked by Dharmaraj, the god of death, what is the most amazing thing in this world? Yudhishthir Maharaj replied, even though all around us, animals, human beings, living beings, are having to face death, yet we lead our lives in such a way as if death will never come touch us. The two branches that this prince was holding onto represent the good and bad reactions that we accept in this world due to our past activities. There's a black rat and a white rat that represents day and night, which gradually eat away at our lifespan. Down below at the bottom of the well are many fierce snakes and other insects waiting to give us punishment. These are the sufferings and problems in life that we have to accept. And this honey that comes from the tree, just one or two drops, is the happiness, the temporary, small, insignificant, and flickering happiness that's available to us in this world. And for this, we are ready to fall into complete illusion, to completely neglect the situation that we're actually in, and to waste this human form of life. So when Prahlad Maharaj explained this, Hiranyakashipu, whose philosophy is very much opposed to this, became very angry.
Very good. Thank you,
Shukumpati.
Any question from anyone? Do you agree that what he told? You understood something? Then what became?
Agyana tivarandasya agyananjana salakya saksur unmilitam yena tasmai sri gurve namaha vancha kalpatarupyasya kripa sindhu veva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. So we are hearing the history of Prahlad Maharaj and Hiranyakashipu. Some of us may think, how is it possible that father becomes so angry with a small boy, only 5 years old? Srila Gurudev explained how the father was a sold-out materialist. He did not accept the supremacy of God. He thought God may exist, but I am more powerful than God. I have received so many boons that I have even conquered death. Nobody can kill me. He had performed so many austerities for 60,000 years to attain these boons. And especially he was very angry with God, Vishnu, because he had killed his brother, Hiranyaksha. Yeah. Also a very powerful materialist. So he had arranged for his little son to grow up and to be educated by expert teachers, Sanda and Amarika, two teachers which were in the court of Hiranyakasipu. And he had instructed them, please explain and teach my little son what are politics, what is duplicity, how to make money, how to conquer the enemy, how to divide and rule. Little did he know, Hiranyakasipu, that his little son had no interest in these topics. His little son was so fortunate that when he was in the womb of his mother, he heard constantly the glories of the Lord. His mother, the wife of Hiranyakasipu, she was captured while Hiranyakasipu was performing austerities. And at that time she was pregnant with little Prahlad. She had received the boon that Prahlad would not take birth only when Hiranyakasipu would come back from his austerities. Then the demigods were very much afraid and worried that the son of this Hiranyakasipu, this demon, he may be a big demon also, we should kill him before he takes birth. So they were ready to attack the wife of Hiranyakasipu. That time Narada Muni, one of the greatest sages who can travel throughout all the dimensions, throughout all the world, three worlds, no problem. He came on the spot and he said, don't do anything to this lady. The demigods were very surprised. Do you know this is the wife of Hiranyakasipu? She is carrying his son. He may be a big demon. We want to make sure that he doesn't take birth. No, you don't know. This son is a great devotee. Leave her. Yeah, I will look after her. So for all the time that Hiranyakasipu was performing austerities, little Prahlad in the womb had heard the glories of Krishna. Narada Muni was speaking constantly, Srimad Bhagavatam, all the glories of the Lord. And Prahlad was, even before he took birth, he was the greatest devotee of the Lord. His father didn't know. His father was thinking, oh, my teachers, they will surely make him a paka materialist. So when for the first time, he called his little son on his lap and he asked him, what is the best thing you learned in school, Prahlad? We just heard from Sundar Gopal Prabhu. Yeah. What Prahlad answered. So we can imagine how angry his father was. He called his teachers. At once he said, what did you teach this boy? Yeah. I never told you to do this. Yeah. So teacher said, we don't know. We have always taught him what you ordered us to teach. We don't know how the enemy has come in our camp, how he has destroyed this boy and made him God conscious. This was the greatest fear of Hiranyakasipu. Even though he had conquered so many obstacles and he was thinking himself to be immortal, he was dead afraid that God would somehow disturb his plans. Like we can see nowadays in this world, the scientists who are basically atheists, they are discovering so many things to prolong life, to travel to the moon. Now they go to Titania or something, some planet far away in the sky. They have discovered how to go there. They organize space travel. And very soon they promise, we will discover how to be immortal. They give you injections, how to be young, and how to never grow old. So they will think that, oh, very soon we will have discovered the secret how to overcome death. Like Hiranyakasipu, same mentality. They don't want to accept the reality of this life. And this life is meant to develop our loving relationship with God, with Krishna. Nothing else. Everything we do should be used in that process only. Don't worry for what we see in the world, I should acquire that. What is meant for us will come to us. Like Prabhu was telling, the good activities, they must come to us. What we have done in our previous life, the results must come, good or bad. So what can we change about this? Nothing. We can simply accept and make the best out of our life. And what is that? Go at once to the forest, he told his father. Which forest? To Vrindavan. Yeah, why Vrindavan? Because in Vrindavan, that's the land of Krishna, the land of God. There we can hear all the time, Jai Radhe, Jai Krishna, Jai Vrindavan. The glories of Krishna and Krishna's associates. And very quickly, we will feel at home. And we will think like, this is where I belong. This is where I want to live forever. So Hiranyakasipu was advised by his little son to go there, to Vrindavan, and to hear the glories of Krishna. He was not in mood at all, Hiranyakasipu, to hear this. So as the story continues, this great teaching, he called his teachers and he said, what have you done? How did you dare to teach my son about God? And the teacher said, no, we haven't done anything. We promise you, we will teach him from now on only about how to be a paka materialist. So they went on to teach the little Prahlad. And that time again, they were thinking, now Prahlad was always very obedient. Yeah, he didn't disturb anyone. He was always inwardly meditating upon his relationship with Krishna. He was not trying to disturb the demoniac teachers. Yeah, he was very carefully maintaining that treasure within his heart and looking for a favorable opportunity to bring it out. Yeah. We will hear that as the history continues. So then, one day again, Hiranyakasipu, he wanted to see his son, and the teachers brought him forward. Again, Hiranyakasipu asked his son, what is the best thing you learned, Prahlad, in school? And the teachers were very much hopeful that Prahlad would now repeat whatever he has been hearing for all these months. Yeah, and Prahlad started to, again, tell the same line as he left off when he met his father for the first time in this regard. He responded to his father, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Achanam Vandanam Dasham Atmani Vedanam. He said, Iti Pumsam
Vishnu Bhaktishtyama Lakhana Kriyed Bhagavat Taddha Tanmanyaditam Uttamam.
He said, Father, the best thing, my dear father, which I've learned in school, is that we have to hear only about the glories of Krishna. We have to chant, meaning to sing, to speak, only about the glories of Krishna. Remember the glories of Krishna. Krishna means Krishna, his abode, his associates, and all his wonderful activities, his pastimes. Then after these, we should develop a strong desire to have a relationship with Krishna. Worship him. What kind of relationship? Either a relation as servant, friend, or in parental love, or as a beloved. Yeah. All the relationships which we have in this world, they are not something from a foreign place, they are very natural to our very Atma or our very existence, our soul. We want friendship. We want to be loved. We want to give love. But we don't know the process. We try again and again, get married, have girlfriends, boyfriends, try in so many ways, by this society, that society, United Nations, Boy Scouts, whatever we try, to have friendship, to be together and to serve a goal which is worthy. But again and again we are baffled. Political parties are baffled. Social societies, baffled. Why is that? Because we don't know the process how to be friends. We don't know the process how to love each other. This is the great invitation which our acharyas, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, and all those who have come in their line, invite us to come and learn how to really love each other, how to really help each other, how to do real good to the world, how to know who we really are, the Atma, and what is our relationship with God. So Prahlad was telling, these activities are the best thing that I've learned in school, Father. And this should be applied to whom? We may say, okay, I've never seen God. I believe in God, but I've never seen Him. How to serve Him? How to hear about Him? How to remember Him? How to develop any relationship with Him? It is very difficult. I can read in a book about God, and I can think, okay, by reading the book, I will know something, and my faith will become stronger. But only our faith will become very thick and qualified if we have the opportunity to meet someone and to hear from someone, to learn from someone who has himself realized his relationship with God. That is the pure devotee of God, the pure servant of God. If we apply these activities, hearing about, chanting about, serving, remembering about the glories of the pure devotees of Krishna, serving them, develop a relationship with them. What relationship? Service. Always serving their interest, their mission. Then that is the best thing we can do, because they can transmit in our hearts what they have in their heart. And that is their own loving relationship with God. What you don't have, you cannot give. Right? You can offer me, suppose they did a check, $1 million. And you could think, oh, one day I will cash that. But what is the value? Zero. Only if you have something, you can give it to others. You can share it with others. So someone who has his realized his own relationship with Krishna, he can give that to us. And by serving that personality, we will also receive that very, very valuable thing. Our loving relationship with Krishna will develop automatically. So Prahlad was telling his father, this is the best thing I have learned in school, Father. His father became outrageous. We can imagine. He couldn't believe his ears. Even though he had attained so many perfections, he couldn't tolerate to hear the glories of somebody besides himself. And what to speak? He couldn't tolerate to hear the glories of God, of Krishna. He thought he will conquer God himself. And here is his little son, 5 years old, who is completely composed, not at all disturbed, and telling in front of him the glories of Krishna. So his father became more and more angry. Now we will hear more from Srila Gurudev.
Thank you.
Vancha kalpadrubhyasya kripa sindhe vidyapatitanam pavarejo vasilakitanam vamanah.
Krishna Das Pankirtan. Oh. Jai Radham Jai Kunjali Jai.
Jaya Radha Madhava, Jaya Kunja Bihari.
Kashyapu heard all these things from little Prahlad Maharaj. He called his Guru Shandamarg, but he denied, "I have not taught them. I taught them only duplicity, politics,
diplomacy, hypocrisy.
How to control others? Then who taught you? And then what he told? You should explain." Try to listen here.
Omgajnanatimirandhasya jnananjana salakaya chakshurunmilitam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So, as before you have heard from Sripad Sundarupal Prabhu and Vrajanath Prabhu, how Prahlad boldly replied all these things. Hiranyakasipu asked Sanda and Amarka, the teacher of Prahlad Maharaj. Sanda means bull mentality, and Amarka means orca means sun. Amarka means where there is no sun, means full of darkness, ignorance. They told, "No, we never taught all this nonsense thing. Only we are teaching them diplomacy, duplicity, hypocrisy, how to make money, all these things. Nothing else more than that." Hiranyakasipu asked Sandamarka, "Have you seen anyone come in disguise, putting tilak, kanthimala, sikha, saffron cloth?" "Well, no, never." Narada want to means about Narada Rishi. Hiranyakasipu want to means about Narada Rishi or any other sages. "Well, no, never." "Then how come Prahlad is telling all these things?" They told, "It is his natural. In our Gurukul, no one taught all this nonsense thing to him. He is telling by himself." Then Hiranyakasipu moved towards Prahlad. "Prahlad, from where you have learned all these things? If your teacher not taught all these things, from where you have learned?" Prahlad Maharaj told, "How they can learn? Taught me all these things. They are not qualified to by all this philosophy. How they can teach me? So they are not teaching me all these things." "Then how come you became expert all this philosophy?" Then Prahlad Maharaj replied, "Matirna Krishna Parato Satova Mithovi Padded Griha Bratanam Adanta Govi Visadanta Mishram Punapunaschari Vitacharvananam Matirna Krishna Parato Satova." Someone mind will not fix with Krishna who is not guided by an expert Gurudev or Vaishnav or by his own endeavor. "Mithovi Paddit Griha Vatanam," they are always entangled with their body and bodily consciousness. "This body is mine, and who is related to body, they are mine. So what they are doing? Punapunascharvitacharvananam. They are chewed, all the chewed is chewed as before by their forefathers. Only in this material world, we drink and be merry. Eat, drink and be merry. This is the philosophy of material world. So they are doing all these things. How they can teach me all these things? Just like andha yathandha upaniyamana. If one blind person lead other blind men, what will be the result? What is the destiny of the both blind persons? They will bound to fall inside the ditch and they lament there. In the same way, they are blind in spiritual life. How they can teach me all these things? Then how you can get all these things?" Prahlad Maharaj replied, "Noisang motis tavaduru kravangri, prisatta anathamagamo jadartha, maya sang padarajo visekam, Niskinchananang nabrinita javad. Niskinchananang nabrinita javad. So if you want to expert in Krishna consciousness, then what you have to do? You have to be expert. How come? Niskinchananang nabrinita javad. You have to surrender yourself the lotus feet of a bona fide Gurudev, and under guidance of Vaishnavas you have to learn all these things. Bhakta pada dhuliyar bhakta pada jal bhakta bhukta sestin sadhanir bol. Bhakta pada dhuli. You have to take feet dust of Vaishnavas. Vaishnavas means Gurudev is the topmost Vaishnava. Bhakta pada jal, his feet bath water, and his remnant. Remnant is two types. One, what Mahaprasad left over in his plate, another, what he is instructing us. Then you can learn all these things and advance in Krishna consciousness. Then Hiranyakashipu became very furious and rebuked Sandra and Amarka. They told, "Oh Hiranyakashipu, oh my dear king, don't worry so much. My father Shukracharya, when for austerity he will come back very soon. He can change his mood very easily. Please give us one more chance." "Okay, take it away from here." They took it away from there and went to again school. Prahlad Maharaj was the prince, an expert in every respect, in every art. Sandra and Amarka make him monitor for the class. One day, some emergency work come for them and they told, "Dear Prahlad, please take care of the child. We are going some emergency work. Come back very soon." Then Prahlad Maharaj and all boys, they became very happy. They are now free now. No teachers today. Friend of Prahlad Maharaj, demonic boy, told Prahlad, "Today our teacher is not here. Let us go and quite a lot of play." Prahlad told, "We can play other time. Please listen what I am telling you. Have to do bhajan of Bhagavan." Then they told, "Oh Prahlad, you are merely a 5-6 years aged boy. We can do our old age. Why you are so worried for bhajan?" Prahlad Maharaj replied, "Is there any guarantee that you will be old? Who can say who will die any moment? Maybe today, tomorrow, anyone can die, someone can die, none can say. So, don't worry for playing." Another thing, Prahlad Maharaj told, that if you want to be expert any art, then you have to practice from your childhood. If you want to make your son a doctor, engineer, or big businessman, if you not teach him in school from boyhood, then he'll old age never be expert. So Prahlad Maharaj told, "Kumaret acharet praggo dharman bhagavataniha durlabham manusam janma tadapadhruvam arthadam." Kumaret acharet praggo. Who will be intelligent enough, then he will do bhajan from his childhood. Not only bhajan, anything. If you are expert, then have to start from childhood. Kumare dachet dharman bhagvataniha durlabha manusa janma tadapadhruvam arthadam. Because the human life is very rare. There are so many species in water, in sky, here and there. But human life is very small quantity. So, Bhagavan gave us being costless, merciful. So, we have to do bhajan. If you not do bhajan, have to lament birth after birth. If you think why not we could not do bhajan in old life, one previous acharya told, "Krishna tadya pada pankaja panjarantam addaiva visatu manasa raja hansa prana prayana samaye kapavata pittai kanthavaradanam vidau bhajanam kutaste." "Oh Krishna, I want my mind to be attached to your lotus feet just now." "Why so? Why not in old age? When you old age, too old, you could not walk properly, could not remember properly, and which you want to remember, you forget, another will come in your mind. It's too old being in old house. Sometimes you are coughing, sometimes you are blind, how you can do bhajan? Then always you will bound to be body and bodily consciousness. When old age will come, if you want or not, so many disease bound to attack you. If you want to pronounce Krishna name properly, it will never be pronounced properly. So have to start from childhood. Prahlad Maharaj, when told all these things, the boy is told, "Oh Prahlad, our guru never taught all these things. From why you learn all these things? And what is the process to do bhajan?" Prahlad Maharaj told, "They know nothing. I have learned from this, from my being in my mother rooms, from my Gurudev Sri Narad Rishi. He taught all these things when I was in my mother room. So what is the process to do bhajan?" Then Prahlad Maharaj replied, "Guru Sushrusaya Bhakta Sarvalabhar Panenacha Sangena Sadhu Bhaktanam Isra Radhanenacha Guru Sushrusaya Bhakta. You have to serve your Gurudev with, like he is a soulmate, with great devotion. And Sarvalabhar Panenacha, which you have possessed, have to offer to him. And have to be in good association. He said, no, I have initiated by a bona fide guru. Oh, now I am big Vaishnava. I have no need to be in good association. I can do by myself. It never be possible. Without good association, it is not possible to advance in Krishna consciousness. Wherever you may be, if for your maintaining life you can do any job, any business, but time to time you have to be in good association. When you are not possible to be in good association, you can read our Acharya's books, can hear their cassettes, etc. And when getting chance, must have to be good association. And time to time devotee must meet together and discuss Harikatha. Sangena Sadhu Bhaktanam Ishvara Radhanena Cha. Then Ishvara Radhana will be possible, not otherwise is not possible. Then Prahlad Maharaj said, "Okay, then let us follow me. Then they start Kirtan. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare."
Oh, he began to sing its voice with all voice. Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bo.
Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bo. Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bo.
when they were doing kirtan, oh, their gurus came. Oh, he has spoiled all the children. And then he at once ran away to Hiranyakashipu and complained. Or your this Prahlad son has spoiled all the children. And he is doing Hari Kirtan. And running he came with sword and club, with so many what?
Soldiers.
But before this, Prahlad Maharaj was teaching the demon sons that if the life is of 100 years, oh, so much years goes in children playing here, there, studying, at least 20 years to be expert, and 20 years, first in 100 years, half of the time goes in vain in sleeping. 50 years goes. And 20 years being expired in study, and 20 years from the age of 80 to 100, you cannot do anything. You cannot sit straight. But you cannot do bhajan. 10 years only. Making money, marrying, looking up children's, making houses, car, so many things, then when you will do bhajan? Better you should do from beginning of your life. Don't be worried for gaining anything for sukh, for happiness. If death comes, whether we want or not. Problems comes, whether you want or not. Similarly, if there is happiness, it must come. Why you are worried for this? So, in the guidance of your guru, you should try to do bhajan. And then Prahlad Maharaj was doing kirtan, and at once he came. Oh. You are not listening to me. You are very fearless and bold. Do you know me? I am controller of Brahma and all others, whole universe. I can kill you. And he tried to kill him by weapons, giving poison, throwing him from mountains to ocean by giving in fire, but he could not do. Then he asked, why you are so bold? Oh, I am bold that Prabhu is protecting me always. He is in me, he is you, he is everywhere. So, I am bold. If Krishna wants, anyone cannot kill him. And if whole world is against him, no one can save. So, I am Saranagat to Krishna.
Surrendered
to Krishna. Then, he took his sword in his hand and clapped. Oh, you are telling that your God is everywhere in you, he, and all? Everywhere? Yes. Then why I am not seeing him? or you cannot. First you should be surrendered, then he may. Oh, your God is in this pillar? Surely. And then he, what?
Took his club.
Oh, a sword.
He smashed the pillar with his
fist.
And then a very roaring sound was seen, heard. And he saw no man, no
animal.
Lion,
no animal.
Or both combined, half lion and half this body, like
man.
Very strong body, human body. And he was roaring. From his hair, fire were coming, flames. And thus, Hiranyakashipu wanted to fight with him, but he smashed him in a moment and he took him in his lap. In the evening time, like this.
Twilight.
Not in the sky. Not in?
Not on the
ground. Where?
In the door.
On the door, on his lap.
Not inside, not outside.
No outside. No in year.
Oh.
It was leap year. No day. No, not by weapon. At his nails were very, very
sharp.
Sharp. And he did like this. And he took his nadi bhuri.
Intestines. May the God.
And
may the God.
And he became very furious. Brahma and other demigods like Shankar, they came and wanted to please him that you have killed this demon. Now you should be calm and quiet. But flames were coming. And he was roaring and he wanted to smash the whole world. Then Brahma told to Prahlad, at once you should go and please him. And what Prahlad did? Running, at once jumped in his lap. Then at once he became calm and quiet. Tears were coming in his eyes. And he began to
Karas.
Prahlad Maharaj. He told, I've done so much late. So, please excuse me. And for this, you should have any boon as you like. Mukti or anything. He told flatly, O Prabhu, I am not a businessman. I have not done your bhakti for business, to have anything boon from you. So please be merciful to me. He told that I want to give you salvation, mukti. Oh, I don't want. Any thought you should want, I will give you. I will give you mukti and then you can go to heaven or Vaikuntha. He told, I don't want all these things. I'm very worried for all these children and whole world. They are very unhappy. They are always sinking in sufferings. I don't want to go alone in Vaikuntha or in forest to worship God, not speaking anything, Maum Vrata, but I want to be with them and to help them. Also I want that I should take all the miseries of the life. Endless pain of birth and death I want to take of the whole world people. they should be liberated. They should have bhakti. And I want to be here and to suffer for them. Then he became very happy. So he gave him the bone that your father, mother, with 21
generation
will be liberated. Don't worry. And those who will hear the pastimes and glorification of Prahlad Maharaj, they will be liberated and they will have bhakti and they will be happy in life. Also, I want to tell one thing, that when Prahlad Maharaj had not taken birth and Hiranyakashipu was there, he has a brother and his brother name was Hiranyaksha. Hiranyaksha meaning is that who always want money and sense gratification, and by that who wants to be happy. His eyes are always on gold, that if there is gold, we will be happy. So he wanted to fight with God and kill God, and he followed, and in the form of Varahadev. He killed this demon. At that time, his body was brought to the council, the house of Hiranyakashipu. All were peeping. There was none to
pacify
them. Then Hiranyakashipu is telling, he was learned of Vedas and all things. Why you are waiting? He has been killed in battle, so he must go to heaven. Also, if whole world will weep for anyone, can he be alive again?
Will they return?
No. If whole world will weep for it, then he cannot
return.
So why you are waiting? I want to tell you a history before that, previous story. Hiranyakashipu is telling that there was a king. He was emperor and he wanted to defeat his neighbor king. If he is defeating, then he will be monarch of all whole universe. But in fight, he was killed, battle. His all parts of the body were taken there and kept. All were weeping. No one was for pacifying them. In that time, the deity of death, Jam, came in the five-year-old age boy.
This guy.
And he was asking, why you are all weeping? No one was telling why that. What this? You should go and play. I know better than you. If you are weeping for king, then he is lying down. Take up the cloth and talk with him, so he will not talk. Then why weeping? We are not talking for this, we are talking for the soul. You are talking for that? How soul was black or fair complexion?
Have you seen?
How he was
tall,
long or fat or black or dark? Have you seen him? Never. Then why? In whole world, daily lakhs of persons die. You don't wait for them. Why now? So don't wait. Soul is
immortal.
Anywhere he is there. Why weeping? Let us hear one thing more. There was a pigeon. She pigeon and he pigeon. They had so many children. They went to a forest to pick up something for boys, children. They were sitting on the branch of mango tree. And they saw both some white grains of rice, like diamond. They were here and there scattered. Sea pigeon told, "My beloved one, I'm going to pick up for children and for me. Come on also." He told that, "I cannot come. You should not go. There must be a hunter. Here is forest. No business person here. No rice field here. How it can be?" So I think that any hunter has come and
made a trap.
And he want to kill you.
Catch you.
Any trap is there. Oh, you see always like this. I'm going and see at once fly and began to pick up. In the meantime, hunter beside it.
Behind a tree.
Tree, very black, very big, dangerous. And he pulled the
rope.
And she was
caught in the net.
And now she realized. She was what doing? Weeping. And once his beloved one from the branch of tree, he came down and began to weep
together.
He forgets everything. In the meantime, hunter become very happy. They are very busy in weeping and weeping,
lamenting.
So he took his bow and arrow and at once shot down that he pigeon. And he took both and cooked and so death is coming here and there. One day death will come. So before this, don't neglect. Try to be under a guru, realize, and do bhajan. Gaur Premanande. When I will go, don't be weak. I have come to remind you all this. And after some time, we are going to Hilo in a program of 7 days or 8 days.